This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In the last couple of weeks, federal authorities have been bringing cases against five men accused of sexually trafficking young girls in Atlanta-area hotels. As part of WABE's continuing coverage of the fight against child sex trafficking in Georgia, we're taking a look at how the state is doing in its work in this area. Vernon Keenan is director of the GBI. Director Keenan, thanks very much for being with us once again. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Dennis.
This case that the feds are bringing has a new twist to it because it says these defendants are alleged to be members of a gang calling itself Da Mob or Da M-O-B. In what you're seeing through the GBI, are you seeing any kind of indication that gangs are getting into this area?
From the GBI's perspective, in the cases that we have worked involving child sex trafficking, we have not seen the gang involvement. Our typical perpetrator is a one or two persons who are engaged in recruiting a young girl between the ages of 14 and 16 and then bringing them into the child sex trafficking trade.
Are they using websites? This is one of the things in this federal case and in quite a few other cases that we've seen where websites and sort of community pages are being used.
Well, what we're seeing is that social media is definitely being used to advertise the girls for sex. There's several media sites that where persons can post advertisements, and this is what the child sex traffickers are doing. They're advertising girls for dates, for romantic involvement, which is all that's terms for sexual relations. This is where some of our biggest cases have come from, is monitoring what is being advertised on the social media sites and then reacting to that.
Are the sites doing anything illegal, or are they doing something that is legal with perhaps the knowledge that what might happen might happen?
I'm not aware that what the sites are doing is illegal, but it is certainly a disservice to the community.
So is there anything that you or the feds or anyone else can do about it other than monitor them?
At this point, there is nothing that we're aware of other than to monitor what is happening. And, you know, when the sites are advertising, they're not saying I have a child for sale for sexual purposes. They talk in code words that the men know what's being discussed here.
Yeah, the language is very different from what you might expect if it were being something overt, right?
Right. But what is interesting as we work these cases, many of the adult women that are engaged in the sex trade, we find out in working backwards that they started out as children and then have been in the trade for a number of years, and now they're adults. So they don't come under the child sex trafficking statutes because we did not, no one intervened to rescue them before they turned to become an adult.
Are you making what you would consider headway in the fight here on the state level? And given the fact that the governor's office has asked all state agencies for more cutbacks, how will that affect your ability to prosecute these cases?
Well, the investigation of child sex trafficking cases is a priority for the GBI, so that will not change. That's going to be one of our primary investigations that we conduct. If we have to give up something else, it will not be in the child sex trafficking area. But we've done several things since you and I talked last, Dennis. We've gained a lot more experience in working these type cases. There's not a handbook for investigators on how to work child sex trafficking cases. We've had to learn as we have gone through a series of these investigations. Back in August, GBI, along with the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, hosted a symposium here in Atlanta where we invited the five surrounding states to Georgia. And we sat down and we had a frank discussion about what we're doing in the child sex trafficking area. An outcome of that meeting was that all of the states agreed that we would start to share all of our information as it relates to victims, perpetrators, and case information. And that's going to be extremely valuable so that we coordinate our resources.
Vernon Keenan is the director of the GBI. Mr. Keenan, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.